Hello and welcome to another edition of Radiolab 201, the podcast from Benjamin Franklin High School. This is your host, Angelo Fernando, and today this podcast is slightly different. I'm doing this right in the middle of summer vacation, and the reason I'm doing this is because there's so much to talk about, is one thing, and the other is because I teach a class on writing and publishing and we do some podcasting. I want to keep the momentum up, as well as it helps me not get rusty and helps me learn new things and communicate about new information that I will probably bring up in my class. So the topic today is interesting. It's all about tech words. Now, I don't know if you find yourself looking up new words that seem to pop up every week, especially those tech words like net neutrality and doom scrolling. The vocabulary of our tech-saturated lifestyles seems to sound like a foreign language sometimes when you listen to people, especially when somebody from outside our bubble is listening to us, and I wonder what they think. Are we turning into some kind of nerdy tribes, fighting off spearfishing and domain squatting? So on this podcast, I'd like to spend some time on how we got there and whether we could tone it down a bit, or whether we are so engrossed in it that we just can't escape. I have a theory that people, myself included, sometimes use obscure vocabulary because we sound like we're well-informed. Clued in, as my friends used to say back in the day. We have more or less leapfrogged into this crazy digital world. We went from floppy disks to saving stuff in the cloud without missing a beat, and we're proud of it, aren't we? Me, I'm still, and you're going to laugh at this, I'm still more or less with one foot in the Rolodex era. In fact, I keep a Rolodex for phone numbers and passwords, even though I store a lot of information on external drives and on my phone. By the way, I threw in the word leapfrogging without even realizing it, and I recognize now that it's a bit of jargon. A quick sidebar here. Arthur C. Clarke, the scientific writer or the sci-fi writer, is the person who used that word a lot in the 80s because he was foreseeing how Asian and African countries would move away from the ancient analog lifestyles into a digital world and without going through the intermediary stage. Now, Arthur C. Clarke was a big influence of mine. He lived in Colombo, Sri Lanka, down the street from where I used to work. So we used to see him often and sort of talk about him, and I used to read a lot of his work. But anyway, that's a bit of a digression to get back to the topic. These arcane tech words that we flaunt, have you noticed words like ratioed is suddenly vogue? To be ratioed, by the way, is not a good thing.
Kathleen Kennedy gets ratioed so badly that the Oscars turned off comments and likes on her video.
It's when the negative comments that are made on a post on a social media platform like Twitter are so overwhelming that there are more of those than those who agree with your tweet or your Instagram streak. So to be ratioed is to be more or less drowned in negativity and shouted out of the platform. Now, I follow a lot of media analysis type of stories and podcasts, and I also see another term that has cropped up off and on, something called algorithmic bias. Bit of a heavy word, isn't it? Now, what's an algorithmic bias? Well, since everything we read or notice in our digital spaces is fed by algorithms or some bits of AI, there are built-in biases that the platforms have. So that's kind of the explanation. And oops, I think I said AI. I hope it's obvious that I'm not referring to Adobe Illustrator or American Idol. I took it for granted that you knew that I'm referring to artificial intelligence, but what if I was referring to, say, another tech concept like asynchronous interface? You see, I just threw in a big piece of jargon there. I don't even know what the heck it means. Does DC stand for direct current or Dogecoin? I won't even get into crypto jargon. It's super annoying to me, at least. When I used to be in marketing, here's another super annoying term, by the way. When I used to be in marketing, the term organic search was used a lot. And I used to always wonder why they put those two words together. It's hard to figure out what it means unless you consider the opposite, non-organic search, which is, guess what? It's a code term for search results generated by paid advertising. So you see, we can use these obscure arcane words and sound very literate and scientific when you're actually saying something very simple. Now here's another interesting story that happened in my class. At the end of last semester, my students ran into a word called rasterize. They were doing a Photoshop assignment. Now, it took me aback because I thought I knew what rasterizing means, but I could not explain it. So I had to look it up. It's not even a new word like unmute or ghosted. If you've never been ghosted, by the way, you don't have to worry about it. So the word rasterize refers to, I guess, a conversion of a layer or a file format from lines and dots into a graphic, and that way it can be treated in a different way by, let's say, Photoshop or some design software. But it's a kind of a strange word, isn't it, rasterize? But it survived. And it suddenly pops up if you're doing some work in designing on those tools. By the way, I think I used the word unmute, and we all know what that means, right? But did you know that it was not a word until very recently? At least it was approved by the Oxford English Dictionary only in 2020, which is kind of interesting when you think about what 2020 was for most of us. Right, it was the time when we were stuck in front of screens. I think they also considered, what's the word? Zoom bombing? As a word, I'm not sure if they approved it, but it's been frequently used, and I don't think I need to explain what that means if you ever use Zoom. But just like that, there are lots of other words that we use, and I'm thinking of acronyms that we use a lot these days. We're now beginning to use acronyms as if they're words. And I'm not talking of the PDFs and the APIs and the VPNs. Sorry, I'm not going to explain what they are at this moment in time. I just want to sound like I'm clued in. No, just kidding. But even FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out, it's taken a backseat to other acronyms, you know, the mother of all, what I consider the mother of all ridiculous tech obsessions at this moment in time, NFTs. It's getting far too much attention, this thing called non-fungible tokens. It's a kind of a weird thing. It's basically a digital impression or a digital file of something important. There was this thing that I'm not sure if it is one of these auction houses like Sotheby's. They sold a piece of art by a fella called Beeple for $6 million, I believe. And it's basically, it's like a screenshot. It's, you own the rights to his piece of art that's a digital file. And NFTs have got so much press that it is one of those annoying acronyms that keeps popping up and needs to be constantly explained. It's one of those acronyms that puts other acronyms like SEOs and APIs in the shade. API, by the way, I'm sorry, I think I need to explain that. It means the application programming interface, if I get that right. It's software. People use APIs to connect one software platform with another, I believe. So if you want to show your age, or if you don't want to show your age, you know, you use those tech acronyms and words. And if you don't mind showing your age, you would use those acronyms like LOL or CC or even that silly little abbreviation TSK, TSK. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. And speaking of CC, it's one of those terms or acronyms that need to be filed under the more things change, the more they stay the same folder. You'd think the acronym for carbon copy would have been tossed out with zip drives, but very surprisingly, CC has survived to this day in our emails, and it doesn't even stand for Creative Commons. And I think it will have the same type of longevity as carbon copy, maybe 40, 50 years from now. So that's it. I just wanted to weigh in on my rants and my observations on how sometimes we toss in words that mean nothing, but all teachers and all educators want to make students understand the importance of clarity and not using jargon in anything they say or do or write. So on that note, this is Angelo Fernandez signing off, and I think it's time for me to leapfrog away from this microphone and get back to some P2P interaction with some influencers who are all woke about podcasting. Catch you later.